guys, it's another Friday in the city of Ibadan, and your favorite Ibadan girl is back again with another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl. And I'm super excited about this episode. Like, I've been feeling myself since we started this friendship series, and I think this is the third episode we're doing on the friendship series, and it's been really amazing. Like, last week we talked about your secondary school friends, university friends and the likes, but I'm very sorry that last week's episode was not complete. It was a mistake that I didn't quickly know, and I was rushing to upload that episode that I even forgot to put a background tune to it. So I'm really sorry about it, but it was just like the concluding part. So I'll make sure that this episode is very interesting, so that it will cover up for my mistake for last week. So thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. Like, it's super amazing to have people listening to me, and I'm sure there are some people that you are probably listening to me for the first time. Anyway, welcome to my podcast. Yes, and on Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl, what do? We talk about my personal life experience, we talk about friendship, relationship, we talk about basically anything you can think about. And so far, we started a series called the Friendship Series. And on today's episode, I put out a question on my WhatsApp status because I wanted to get practical examples from people. I said, what's the highest thing you've done concerning friendship? Like, what's that thing you've done to a friend that even you yourself, you know, say, this thing, I tried. And please note that this is not in any way trying to maybe mock friends that, oh, okay, I went too far for my friend, or in any way trying to feel too big that it's me that did this for my friend. And like, no, please don't get it wrong at all. I'm just trying to show you people how people can actually go far for people. Like, I mean, people that are not their family members, and at this point we're talking about their friends. So I'm going to go first, and also I would like to say that anybody that shared their stories with me, everybody's going to be anonymous. So I'm just going to be picking up the stories one by one, but I'm not going to be mentioning names just to avoid any type of conflict or anything. So let's go. Let me start with my own. Yes, this is me. So I think one thing that I've actually done for my friends that is actually very amazing, like, I won't say it's the highest things I've done, but like things I've done for my friends, is the fact that I always like to surprise my friends. I don't know, but then I always like to surprise my friends. I remember I was talking to my cousin a few days back, and she was telling me about how she missed the fact that I always give her a surprise birthday cake. I baked in school, so she always had the birthday cake from me. And like, I think the first one she knew about, the second one she didn't know, the third one I was going to serve, then had someone do a cake for her and deliver it to her. I think it was even like 12 a.m. or something. I tried, oh my god, Damola, are you serious? So I feel like that's like a really cool thing, and the major thing is making people around you super happy, and I'm super glad about that. And she's not the only friend I've actually surprised. I've had quite a number of friends that I've had to surprise. I think I surprised my friend with some other friends last year. Like, we gathered together to surprise someone. And it's just really amazing. So I think that's one of the things I've actually done. Then I think that I've actually helped to bring their dreams to reality. I don't know why I put this point, but then it just had to happen. I don't know how I've brought their dream to reality, but when I was thinking about what point to put, somebody just said, don't you think you've actually brought some of your friends' dreams to reality? And then I just put it. Then, okay, I think I must have lied for a friend just to cover up for a friend. Father Lord, I'm sorry. But I'm sure I must have at some certain point. Then also, I think I housed a friend for a while. During my service year, and I feel like that's like a big deal because I'm not the kind of person that wants people so much in my space. I relate to people, like, come, let's play and all the like. But if it's getting too deep, I don't really like it. But then I did it for a while during my service year, and I feel, I'm like, you really tried. Then, okay, giving money. Yes, you give money to your friends. I think, I'm not sure I've skipped a class for a friend, but it's on my list. So let's just say, okay, I've probably skipped a class for a friend. Maybe your friend said she's not going to class today. I'm like, I'm not going to class too. Then another thing is, I must have covered up for a friend. That's like almost lying for a friend also. Then I think there's something one of my friends has done for me, and she still says this to date. One of my friends, there was a period I was really sick, like really sick, and she had my bait for me. Like, it was like, I think I actually forgot that she reminded me, like, you, do you know I've actually had your bait for you before? And I'm like, really? Like, yes, that time you said, oh no, okay. So I feel like somebody has done that for me, and it's like really touching that my friend would would actually do that for me. And I think it was only the same friend that actually did something for me. There was this period I had to pay for an online class and I didn't have the money at hand. Like, it was really urgent and I'm like, can you help me out with this money? I said, why not? Boom, boom, boom. I got the alert, paid for the class, and I refunded that when I had the money. So I feel like friends actually go a long way for certain people. So now let's talk about experiences from people. Somebody told me she had to borrow a friend money to pay his school fees, about 40,000 naira. I'm sure some people are like, how much is 40,000 naira? But then she was in secondary school, and do you know the bouncing story back? He didn't pay back. Hey! I don't know where that quote came out from, but if you don't understand Yoruba, it's more like pekele pekele, I hold person hold money, I don't know who's gonna pay the money. Like, she said the person didn't pay back the money and there was basically nothing she could do about it. That's like a very sorry case. Like, that's like the highest of it. I feel like there's this motion of, if you can't any money you can't give people, like as a dashing money or something, then they'll just give them. That was like a whole lot of money for somebody that was still in secondary school, and it was her dad that kept the money with her, so she had to like find a way to pay it back. I'm really sorry concerning that situation. Then another friend told me that she actually stole money for her friend. Oh my god. Like, she said she, while in secondary school, she was trying to feel among and she didn't have money. She was feeling like, as far as she's not fine. And she's like, okay. She started stealing money for her friend and trying to feel among. But she's like, it doesn't matter anymore because she doesn't even talk to all of those people again. Then another thing she has done for her friend is always being there for her friends. I think that is one thing that is actually very nice, when you are there for people that matter to you. Okay, moving on. I'm trying to not make this episode too long. Another one says she traveled so far for a friend's wedding. Like, considering the way Nigeria is, and Nigeria is not safe, for you to travel very far for a friend's wedding, that's like a very big thing. Another person said he had to stay in the surgery room for over 7 hours with his friend who was having an operation. Oh my god, that one really touched me. Like, it's few people that have that confidence to stay with you when you are sick. Some people, that they will just run away from you, because I'm not saying they'll run away from you per se, but some people don't do so well with people that are sick. Like, they just feel like really fragile at that point. So staying with someone that was having a surgery, that's like a really big thing to do for a friend. Oh, kudos. Oh, I think it's Q-Dogs. Anyone. Okay, then another person said spiritually she always prays for her friend, and she fights some spiritual warfare for her friends that they are not aware of. Wow. This is deep. Like, praying for your friends, knowing situations are coming ahead of your friends and praying against it for your friend. I think that's like a really big thing to do for your friend actually. Another person said, this one is a little bit gross, like really gross. She said she washed her friends pants, not just ordinary pants, a period pants. Like I said, that's gross. I'm sorry if you feel disgusted right now. That was the same way I felt disgusted, but I had to like put it on this episode. I'm like, oh my god, how did you do that? Ow. And she explained to me, she said her friend was actually sick, and I think her genotype was not the regular type of genotype, and she was really sick. She couldn't do anything for herself. She was on her period, pains everywhere and all, and she did that for her. They were in secondary school, and I'm like, wow, that's a big deal. But then she said they are not like best friends again, but I'm like, can I do it for a friend? Guys, I think we all should think about it, because we know how we feel. Okay, moving on. Another person told me she stole raw foodstuff from her mom to give her friend. Okay, interesting. Another person said she had to house her friend for about 4 months, and because her friend was going through issues, and before she knew what was happening, it felt like the issues were affecting her life was probably not progressing, and it felt like she was having issues with her own personal life, and her friend didn't want to leave her house again, and she had to find a way to just make her leave. Like, come on, leave my house. Like, you're already affecting me too. Oh my god, I'm really really thankful to everyone that sent me their stories on how on the highest things they've done for their friends, and I'm like, this is super amazing. People can really go far for people that are not their family members. I'm trying to think, have I ever starved myself for a friend? Okay, I think I've fasted for a friend, so if that counts, like if it counts that you've actually fasted for a friend, then well, I've stabbed myself for a friend, and that's super amazing. Like, I feel like a lot of us do a lot of things for our friends, and it's super amazing, and we need to like take a lot of accolades for it. Come to think of it, there are times that you do things for your friends and at the end of the day, backfire. See the person that borrowed somebody 40k, and there are times that it actually makes more sense and you are even impressed and you want to do more. But then I'm just going to tell you that keep being good. You shouldn't stop because one person's own got bad or one person's own didn't go well. That doesn't mean you should now hate all your friends and make every other person to suffer for the consequence of that person. But then I'm just going to crown this up by telling you that, do you know that the greatest gift that God has given us is the Son. He gave us His Son. I feel like that's like one of the highest things you can actually do for people that you love, people that are your friends. But God did it for us. He gave us His Son. Like, oh my God, I don't know how we can emphasize on this more, but for you to lay down the life of your Son just for us, I feel that's like super amazing, and that's like the topmost thing we should talk about when we talk about the highest thing somebody has done for you. Yes, is to give you a Son. So if you don't have God, if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, I am telling you this moment. It says the violence take it by force. You need to have Jesus. Okay, I'm super happy right now. But then you don't know what you're missing if you're not in Jesus. And I pray that you realize the need for you to have Jesus as soon as you can. It was really, really amazing on this episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl. I didn't even get to share with you how my week went. Okay, my week was fine. Let me just do this briefly. My week was fine, but I had a test on Tuesday. Physical test. Oh my God, it was good. I read, it was good, it was really nice. But there was this tension, and before you know it, now everybody's already saying that examinations are coming through very soon. Hey, your favorite Ibadan girl has to start reading. But I really hope this doesn't affect our podcast, like maybe exams and the like. I'll try to make sure that I am up to date for you people. Okay, I think this episode is getting long already, but then the next time I come in on the podcast, trust me guys, you do not want to miss the next episode, because I'm going to be talking about, it's still on the friendship series, I'm going to be talking about friendship and feelings. I'm going to try as much as possible to get practical examples from people, and I'm going to see how we can analyze it, like when we talk about friendship and we talk about feeling. So till next time, when I see you on another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl, I'm still your favorite Ibadan Girl, Damola Damola. Don't forget to follow me on social media at KIG with Damola. You can send me a message on WhatsApp 0818361 5175. God bless you. Bye.